Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. Sam Crowley. How are you, champion? It's December 20th, 2017. We got 11 days left in this year. Just 11 days. And that's cool. Look, I'm not going to make a big deal out of the new year because you're going to see enough of that online. Hey, it's the new year. It's the new you. What are you doing? Come on, dude. It's a date on a calendar. Now, here's the thing, though. I always like to flash back. 60 days, 90 days, 5 months, 6 months, a year. I like to go backwards and look and rewind and see what I was doing a year ago. Do you do that? So rather than looking forward, which I know it's a success principle, you need to look forward. The rearview mirror is a lot smaller than the windshield. I get it, man. I get it. I preach that gospel all the time. But I never want to put so much emphasis on one day. January 1st. Okay, what am I going to do? All right, so I'm not fat anymore. My bank account now is full of millions of dollars. No, it doesn't work that way, man. The seeds you planted 3 months ago, 6 months ago, the oil change sticker. Remember that podcast from about 4 years ago? When I get my oil change, well, now cars are running. You don't got to get them changed for 6 months on the newer cars or 10,000 miles. It's pretty soon you won't even need an oil change ever on your car because the way they're making them. But I'm old enough to remember every 90 days you had to change your oil. And they put that sticker in the upper left-hand part of the windshield. And I would always look at that and be like, wow, it's February 12th. It's freezing out. I can see my breath. I'm sitting on a big ice block in my car. But looking at the oil change sticker, and it says May 12th is my next oil change. Can you imagine what May 12th is going to look like here in Ohio? Wow. There's actually going to be flowers. There's going to be leaves on all these trees that don't have leaves. It's going to be 75 degrees, not 25 degrees. And I would just imagine how different life would be just 90 days from where I was at, all because of that stupid little 2-inch by 2-inch oil change sticker that would be put in my windshield, you know? And so when I look now at the end of the year, I think back where I was a year before this. And you already know, I think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, so I won't dive into it. It was the whole minimalism documentary that I watched, and it was living in a different home and all this stuff. And I just cannot, for the life of me, figure out why people continue to bitch and moan, to woe is me. Right now in the United States, and I'm sure you follow this, even if you don't live where we live, a big tax bill got passed at about 2 in the morning here in the United States. And it was GOP, all GOP, 51-48 in the Senate, a right down party lines, Republican, all voted for it. None of the Democrats did. Everybody hates Trump, and all the Republicans hate Hillary and all that stuff. Here's the thing, okay? And every now and again, I'll engage in politics because I love the human mind. I love people who feel as though their lives are controlled by a politician, which we all know that's not the case. You're arguing for your limitations, and you own it, man. You own it. I've said this a million times. I made more under Bush 41 than I did under Reagan. Made more under Clinton than I did under Bush. Made more under Bush 43 than I did under Clinton. I made more under Obama than I did under Bush 43. And I'm going to make more under Trump than I made under Obama. Why? It has nothing to do with the president. I would never give an individual or a part of government or anybody that much power over my life. Even if they passed a law that said only Sam Crowley must pay 90% taxes. That's it. Out of 320 million people in the world, we're going to single Sam Crowley out. He's going to pay 90% tax. I would still figure out how to rise above it. Why? Because of the Jim Rohn quote. Don't ask for your problems to go away. Ask for you to grow larger than your problems. And all of these people bitching and moaning, but I'm going to get hurt. I can't take this deduction or that. If a deduction of your mortgage interest is causing you that much anxiety, let me help you out there, Jack. That ain't the problem going on in your life. The problem is you. It is. But you don't want to own that because you're too big of a wimp and a victim. All you've done your whole life is become a victim. You know what? I've never met a wealthy victim. And if you're going to take that victim mentality into that, at least do me this much. Quarantine yourself. Don't go out. Cut your Wi-Fi off. And don't have any kids. Because you are going to pollute and just make everybody's life around you miserable. And if you have any kids, they're automatically going to believe what you say because you're their parent and you've already now eliminated them from any possibility. Or they're just going to have to overcome all of that negative talk in their mind. They might make it. Chances are they won't. Fortunately, people like myself who grew up in poverty and welfare and all that good stuff got out of it. Why? Because I figured out at a younger age when I used to watch golf clubs at Penn Hills Country Club in Bradford, PA, where all the rich people were, there was something different. There was just something different. What was the common thread woven throughout these people who I was washing their clubs? They would just throw them in the pro shop full of just a bunch of hackers out there, just full of mud and clumps of crap and grass. And I would sit there with a little toothbrush and scrub out the grooves of the 5-iron and the 8-iron and the 9-iron and all that. And I would wash the driver and the 3-wood. And I was washing their clubs. Why? Why were they golfing? Why would they have their own cart with a radio in it, like Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack, you know? Why did they have all of that? And other people went to work every day in a factory and didn't get home till 6 o'clock at night, watched the evening news, fell asleep with a Miller Lite in their hand, and got up and did it the next day. Why? I was obsessed. I wouldn't even say fascinated. I was obsessed at a young age in my teenage years. Why? And I don't see a lot of other people being obsessed about why there are haves and why there are have-nots. And I don't put people into categories. I think the more labels, as I mentioned yesterday on the interview with Ken Dubner, great interview, by the way. I hope you enjoyed that. Ken Dubner, the hypnotist, mindset, confidence coach. I believe this, that the more labels you place on yourself, the more opportunities that you're going to give yourself to be offended. Okay? Now, I know I say this a bunch. I'm a Christian conservative. All right, cool. So I do have I don't want to call them rules, just guidelines, guideposts, you know, like guardrails. I don't want to go off the rails because it would not part of my faith, that type of thing. But I don't get offended, you know, if somebody calls me a big ass because, you know, I believe what I believe. That's cool. That's not going to affect whether I believe in God or not. Matter of fact, it's probably going to make me more convicted in my faith. So people who keep putting labels like I'm a Democrat under the Carter era, the Obama era, blah, 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 blah. I'm this and I'm that. You're just looking to be offended. I'm a millennial. I'm a Gen X. I'm a Gen Y. You're going to be offended. You're just going to be offended. How about this? How about you get off your ass, create some momentum, stop complaining. Don't ever blame the government. That is the weakest, weakest, weakest. I mean, I can't think of a weaker victimized. I'm a victim of my government. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're lazy. You got a horrible mindset. You've never once tried or even dared to be great. Or maybe you did. You got taken out early, so now you're going to blame everybody. I tried. It didn't work. Yeah, how about try? How many hundreds of tries did you give? What? Yeah, you heard me. Did you try 300 times, 500, 900 times, and failed all of those times? I find that hard to believe. No. I tried 4 times, and 3 of them didn't work, and the one that didn't really work long enough, so I had to go back to my job. Yeah, okay, stay there and put a big old just bubble. Remember that after-school special, The Boy in the Bubble? Was John Travolta in that? I think he was. It was an after-school special. ABC used to have after-school specials. They'd be on, wait for it, after school. Come home at 3 o'clock, and there was a kid, The Boy in the Bubble. You can Google it if you don't remember. It had to have been the 70s when this was on. And all I remember was this boy was living in this isolette in a big old plastic bubble. I guess he was sick and had to be quarantined. I can't quite remember the plot because it was 40 years ago. But that should be people with that kind of mindset. They should not be allowed out of that room. They should stay in that bubble so that disease of negativity does not spread. And it is a disease. Make no mistake. It is a disease. 75% of our country that are millionaires, they're self-made. They didn't need a tax cut or a loophole or a politician. It's been that way forever, man. They weren't born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They're not a trust fund baby. You know what they did? They worked their ass off. They invested their money and their time, by the way, in some of the best places that they're going to get the greatest return on their investment. Are you even doing anything close to that? And if you are, good for you. We need more of you. We need more people like you who know where to invest their time. You don't need $1 million to make $1 million. You just need a really good idea. You need an amazing attitude, because guess what? If you're looking for investors or joint venture partners or anybody like that, do you think they're going to want to be a part of somebody who's woe is me? Not even. They will run from you like you do have the plague, and they should, and they really should. Or if you have an amazing attitude, people are going to be gravitated right towards you, towards that. You don't need anything more than that to create momentum. You need an amazing attitude. You need a pretty good idea. And you need to surround yourself with at least a handful of individuals who are much smarter than you and can get you past the stumbling blocks that you're inevitably going to run into. And when you feel like quitting, they're going to be like, get up, man. Let's go. Come on. Get up. Let's go. Or you could just be a victim your whole life, blame it all on politics, and nobody's going to want to be around you except for the other victims. Victims love victims, man. They go in little schools of fish. They just swim around in that mucky water. I can't do it. No, that's not you. You want to be great. You want to do great stuff. Surround yourself with great people who won't listen to your stupid excuses and your victim mentality. That's how this world changes. Not from people who are making excuses, but from people who are making a difference, all with a pretty good idea. Doesn't need to be an amazing idea. It just needs to have that seed planted in the mindset of people with a great attitude, with a network of accountability partners who are going to give you even better ideas. And you just don't give up. You just don't give up. You know how many times I wanted to give up? A lot, especially early on. A lot. Money was running out, shoveling sidewalks in Bradford, PA. It's 10 below zero. I'm podcasting. I'm getting negative feedback. My podcast sucked. People giving me one-star reviews. Local people in town listening, laughing at me. I wanted to give up a lot. But then I said, that would be the easy way to do it. And then I started thinking, I wonder how many people wanted to give up on what they did. People that created great inventions and people that created software and all that. I wonder how many times they got made fun of. Hell of a lot more than I was. I wonder the obstacles that an African-American female in Detroit had to overcome versus a middle-aged white guy from suburbia. Pretty much a lot more than me. You know, and I started thinking, they didn't give up. I wonder how many of them grew up in welfare. I wonder how many of them came from single-parent families. I wonder how many of them might have been even abused as a child. Stuff never happened to me, you know, and they never gave up, and they're successful, and they're millionaires. So how can I complain? And all that stuff used to run through my mind, because as bad as you think you got it, somebody's got a hell of a lot worse. And if you don't think that, go to a children's hospital nearest you and just sit there for 8 hours, and you'll get more than your fill of pity. Not from you. You'll be feeling sorry for them, for the cross that they have to bear. So don't stop pushing. Don't give up, man. And if you ever feel like that, think there's got to be somebody in a worse situation than me that's making it happen. That's kind of the stuff that goes through my mind. So with that said, create momentum. Don't put a lot of emphasis on the first of the year. Put it right now. Why can't you why not make this today? Whatever day it is you're finding this show, make this the first of your new year. Why do you need a calendar? Throw the calendar away. Get off the cell phone. Get off social media. And get inside your heart, man. Get out. Get in your mind, in your head. Remember, you get in your head, you're dead. Get in your heart. That's where the passion is, man. That's where the great ideas flow from. And you got one. I know you do. And you got an amazing idea. So go make it happen. All right? It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.